We obviously rebuild engines. We do pretty much any engine. We don't get into the real large heavy-duty diesels and that, but we do for a garage that needs just simple cylinder head work or some machining done on engines. We do all that type of stuff. Or we get into hot rods. We do a lot of custom work, that type of stuff. Or race engines, drag race engines, all those. We do that. We have a full engine dyno there. So we can, after the engine's done, we can test them, dyno them, make sure they're meeting all the requirements that we want. Well, I guess I've had it there for about 15 years now. I really enjoy, I've been a mechanic for 30, and I've always liked the engine part. I bought a small shop, took over a small shop about 15 years ago, and went with that. I just started rebuilding engines and doing that nights and weekends, and that got a little overwhelming, actually. So I've hired another guy, Sean Lambert, actually looks after all of the engines and that. He's got a very good reputation, does a great job, far surpasses my ability. So he does all of that for us now. He's been there with us for 3 years now, and we've since bought out another shop out of Toronto and brought that down to us. And so we've got a vast amount of equipment in there and a lot of knowledge that Sean brings with him. And so I started it just because of the love of it, and Sean continues the same thing. So it's a small shop that trying to look after detail and customer satisfaction and that. So well, over the past few years, there's been the automotive machine shops. Actually, we're losing quite a few of them around. The people that enjoy doing that or doing that type of thing, there's not as many anymore. And people think that it's kind of a fading business. So we don't get as many things like on a newer vehicle. A lot of times people just replace the entire engine or something like that. Of course, there's a lot of electronics, electrical stuff, you know, coming in there. So electric vehicles, which obviously we don't do much machining on, but, so there's been a lot of changes on that type of thing. So the day-to-day things that are coming in from other repair shops and that has dropped drastically over the past quite a few years. But I've seen that a lot of people for hot rods and antique car collectors, that type of stuff, that has just gone very crazy on how many people want to do that and like the older vehicles and that type of thing. So it must be the age or the category of people that are doing that now. So that has really increased a lot over the past few years. So we have a lot of people that wanted to restore their old, you know, vehicle they had when they were young, or their dad had something like that. So they want to rebuild the whole vehicle. So then we look after the engine part of it for them. And so that seems to be a big thing, which has been a large change, I think, over the past few years. It's quite funny as the age goes on. You know, it used to be the Model A car was a big thing for somebody that dreamt about that or that they had when they were little. Well, now as the thing, it seems to be more of the 60s and 70s and the 80s are the type of vehicles that we're working on now. It's just a different age group of people are coming through. So